You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, an Oconomowoc High School senior shares her journey to visit all of Wisconsin's state parks and what she learned along the way. First, on Monday, we spoke with Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker, Republican Robin Voss, about what stood out to him in 2016 and what his priorities are for 2017. Today, we move across the aisle and into the other chamber of the legislature with Jennifer Schilling. She's the Wisconsin Senate Democratic leader and joined us last week to talk about transportation and education funding, reconnecting with Wisconsin's rural communities, and more. Senator Schilling, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's a budget year, and I want to start with one issue that seems to have a lot of controversy on the other side of the aisle from you among Republicans, the state's transportation budget, this nearly $1 billion shortfall. First of all, what do you think got us here? Why are we in this position?
Well, I like to remind people that Governor Walker has had 6 years as a governor. He's had three budgets to work on this, and he's had a Republican majority in both houses with an overwhelming number of Republicans to try to work through this. And it hasn't been a priority in the past, unfortunately. And I think as I became the Senate Democratic leader 2 years ago, it was an issue where I thought we could find some bipartisan common ground and work together. It really was one of my regrets in the last session we weren't able to come up with a long-term sustainable funding mechanism. Having said that, we are seeing some unusual tensions play out publicly within the majority party, within the Republicans, between the Assembly and the governor, and it sounds like the Senate Republicans are lining up behind the governor in support of the position of delaying projects and continuing to rely on borrowing. And so I think that we will continue to have conversations. It is not clear where the Republicans are going to end up on this issue, but certainly it's an issue that affects all of us in Wisconsin, regardless if you are in the southeastern corner and with projects happening and possibly being delayed, or in the northern or western or central part of the state where our rural roads are very important for tourism, for agriculture, and for economic development, and just for day-to-day quality of life for families and residents of Wisconsin.
One of the arguments is over whether we need more revenue for roads, whether that means a gas tax, user fee, tolls, which would take some doing. Do you support some kind of increased revenue to pay for roads?
Well, I have always said that I think we need to diversify the funding stream, the funding mechanism for our roads. Right now, we really have the gas tax and registration and licensing, and there have been several Blue Ribbon commissions that have made recommendations on this topic, and it does vary from toll roads to collecting sales tax on certain automotive and sales of cars and automotive parts, to looking at indexing, to looking at a fee on hybrid cars. That is something that there have been numerous recommendations. And so to find, I think there will probably be some creative solutions that will come forward. It is really not clear where the votes would be to move forward on some of this. We really have three camps that are lining up within the majority party, it feels like. One is being open and two, looking at having everything on the table. The second camp saying, no, absolutely not. We will never support a tax increase. And then kind of a third group that says, well, the funding formula is flawed. And what do we do long term to address this? So it's very uncertain how this is going to play out. The governor will introduce his budget in February, and the legislature will really tackle this issue the first 6 to 7 months of the year of 2017.
Of course, the transportation budget, just one piece of the overall budget puzzle. As a Democrat, you are in the minority party. You don't have a lot of sway over what happens. That said, what would you like to see in this year's budget or this next coming year's budget?
Well, many of the things that we have been talking about continue to be, I think, some of the core values here in Wisconsin. It's good, strong public schools for our sons and daughters to attend if you are living in a rural community or if you live in an urban area. It's good paying family jobs, economic development and workforce development here in Wisconsin. We have a shrinking middle class here in the state. We are coming in at 30th in jobs in the nation, and we have just come off the 20th consecutive quarter, that's 5 years, of below average job growth. So as we look at really getting back to basics of our infrastructure with roads and broadband connectivity, but maintaining our roads and bridges, looking at economic development opportunities, and that is broadband throughout the state, our good schools and good paying jobs, and looking how we can invest again in higher education in this state. So I think many of the issues that we have been talking about, many people realize that those are important issues in their day-to-day quality of life in Wisconsin, and we certainly can do better than some of the choices and policies that have been put forward by the majority party.
Governor Walker has talked about restoring some funding to higher education, possibly with some strings attached, it sounds like, or evaluations as part of that, as well as to K through 12 public education. Are you optimistic that you'll see what you want from the governor in that budget?
Well, the devil is always in the details. And when the governor talks about more money for schools, is he talking about our public schools, or is he talking about continuing to expand the unaccountable voucher program in the state and more public tax dollars for private schools in Wisconsin? So the devil's in the details. We will see what our DPI, Department of Public Instruction, superintendent puts forward as far as priorities for public schools in Wisconsin. The overwhelming majority of students in this state attend a public school. I think as we look at a host of these issues, if it's in transportation, education, or health care, with a new President-elect Trump administration, it is unclear and very uncertain kind of what the role will be with President-elect Trump with Congress, but with states as well, and some of the state funding or national funding that has come in to many of these issues here in Wisconsin, but particularly health care and transportation.
We're talking to Democratic Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling, looking ahead at 2017. We've covered policy so far. Moving away from policy, how about politics? You've said that Democrats need to do more to connect with rural residents. A lot of people have said that. Democrats not doing well in rural Wisconsin. Even in the presidential race this year, a big flip in a lot of rural communities, a lot of rural counties. What would Democrats have to do to accomplish that and convince those communities to vote for you?
We know people, you know, are anxious and they wanted change in this election. I think a lot of us assumed that they would blame the majority party for Wisconsin's lagging economy and stagnant wages and shrinking middle class. And as I have talked about, we need to make sure that we find we listen to those in our rural communities about the challenges and the realities that they are facing, but also the opportunities that we have. And we need to make sure we're investing in our best resource in Wisconsin, and that is its people and its residents. With the election behind us, we want to focus on looking forward and redoubling our efforts to advocate for families and children and seniors here in this state. And we know that voters do agree with us on many issues, from education to infrastructure, clean drinking water, the importance of affordable child care, and access to affordable health care as well. So I think that we need to continue to distinguish a Democratic position and the values that we have from the majority party and what they will be doing. And that will be our number one priority, is to make sure that we are holding the majority party accountable for the policies they are putting forward. And if they are going to take another swing at working families and depressing wages in this state, we will make sure that we are offering an alternative and what we need to be doing to build up incomes in this state, rather than what the Republicans have been doing with depressing wages in Wisconsin.
The message sounds similar. Is there something tactically, if you don't mind going into finer points of politics, that the Democratic Party is doing wrong, if you think the message is right for voters and aren't getting the votes?
Well, and I think time will tell. We need to do a top to bottom scrub, I think, of the operation that we had here in Wisconsin. I think many People are, you know, crunching the numbers, an underperforming Democratic base in parts of the state, to late-breaking independent voters that went strongly for the Trump ticket, to those that are new voters that came out, and to see if that those new voters are going to be consistent voters moving forward. So I think there is a lot that we will be analyzing, but again, we need to make sure that we are listening in our rural communities. And I will say some of the issues that we've talked about schools and roads as an example. In the last budget, there was a high number, double-digit Republicans that voted against the governor's budget because they felt that those areas were being underfunded in the state. And so I think we've got some common ground issues we can work on together.
One big challenge for the Democratic Party will be finding someone to run for governor, possibly against the incumbent, Scott Walker, in 2 years. You said earlier this month, not it. Why not?
Well, I'm flattered when people have my name on the short list or if I'm around the community and people stop me and encourage me to think about doing that, that they feel that I represent, you know, many of the same core values that they have. But I am really excited about the work that I am doing in the state Senate and fully committed to representing the Western Wisconsin and building back towards a Democratic majority in the state Senate.
We'll leave it there for now. Senator Schilling, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer Schilling is the Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader, and join us to take a look back at 2016 and forward to the next legislative session that begins in January. We talked to Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss back on Monday.